Today, we tackle the issue of adoption in Islam. More specifically, we examine if Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was wrong in adopting Zayd as his son. This is an intriguing tafsir you would not want to miss. Let's dive right in. Session 568, Chapter 4, Verse 23, a continuation. You are forbidden to take his wives, your mothers, daughters, sisters, paternal and maternal aunts, the daughters of brothers and daughters of sisters, and your foster mothers who breastfed you, and your foster sisters from breastfeeding, your wives' mothers, the stepdaughters in your care, those born of women with whom you have consummated marriage. If you have not consummated the marriage, then you will not be blamed. Wives of your begotten sons, two sisters simultaneously, with the exception of what is past, God is most forgiving and merciful. Chapter 4, verse 23. We continue with the list of kinships that are prohibited in marriage. God says, the stepdaughters in your care, those born of women with whom you have consummated the marriage, if you have not consummated the marriage, then you will not be blamed. A stepdaughter is your wife's daughter from a previous marriage. A man might marry a woman who had children from a prior marriage. Now he provides guardianship and helps with upbringing almost like a father, and thus cannot marry the stepdaughter. However, God stipulates, those born of women with whom you have consummated the marriage, if you have not consummated the marriage, then you will not be blamed. Meaning, if the marriage nikah contract was completed, but sexual relations have not occurred, her daughter is not yet prohibited. In such a case, you can nullify the marriage contract and marry the daughter without blame. On the other hand, marrying a woman immediately places her mother in the prohibited category for you, regardless of whether sexual relations occurred or not. Now we come to the issue of wives of your begotten sons, which is the prohibition regarding daughters-in-law. Begotten means biological. This should remind us that some individuals referred to as sons were not from one's lineage. In other words, they were adopted. It was common among Arabs for a man to adopt a child, associate him with his lineage, give him his name, and allow him to inherit. Islam ended this practice, saying, one should not attribute to himself a child who he has not fathered biologically. Why? Because adoption blurs kinship lines, complicates the family dynamics, and creates situations that allow prohibited relationships and prohibit allowed ones. Adoption was deeply rooted in Arabia. Thus, when it came to abolishing it, Allah chose to do so through the household of his messenger, peace be upon him. Zayd ibn Haritha was kidnapped from his family as a child and sold as a slave, eventually bought by Hakim ibn Hizam, the nephew of our mother Khadija. Khadija gifted Zayd to Prophet Muhammad. Then he became the Prophet's freed slave. When Zayd's family learned he was in Mecca, they rushed to reclaim him. Muhammad, peace be upon him, said to the family, since Zayd is an adult, he can now choose whether to return with you or remain in Mecca. Zayd said, I would never choose anyone over the messenger of Allah. The Prophet felt honored by Zayd's choice and wanted to reward him according to the prevailing custom, so he adopted and named him Zayd bin Muhammad. Adoption had reached the household of the messenger. But God intended to end this practice, so he revealed the following. Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but the messenger of Allah and the final seal of the prophets. Allah has knowledge of all things. Chapter 33, verse 40. And in another ayah, he does not make your adopted sons into real sons. These are only words from your mouths, while God speaks the truth and guides people to the right path. Call them after their fathers. That is more just in God's sight. And if you do not know their fathers, then they are your brethren in the faith and your relatives. From chapter 33, verses 4 to 5. Take note of how Islamic legislation is fair and does not favor anyone, not even Muhammad, the messenger of God. Allah nullified adoption through an example in the life of the Prophet, showcasing that he is not just a messenger relaying God's rulings, but a role model to follow. Some critics of the Quran pointed to the verse and said, "How can the Quran claim that Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, when Muhammad had three sons, Ibrahim, Tayyib, and Qasim?" We answer, did any of the boys grow up to be men? No, they all died as children. Moreover, the phrase, "Muhammad is not the father of any of your men," refers to other people's sons, not his own. The text is aimed directly at the notion of adoption. Others attack Islam and the Prophet, saying, "Look, Muhammad was wrong, and his God had to correct him." We answer that although Allah amended a matter concerning his messenger, the correction intended to honor Muhammad rather than undermine him. Let's clarify. Adoption aimed to extend the rights of one's biological children to a young child who lost his parents. It was a high form of caring for and honoring the child. Thus, we must recognize that the Prophet's adoption of Zayd was the utmost of human nobility and justice. Zayd chose Muhammad over his parents, so the messenger honored him with adoption. Now, listen to God's words, "Call them after their fathers." That is more just in God's sight. When Allah wished to correct this, he transferred the matter from human justice to divine justice. God, the wisest of all speakers, chose the best words, saying, "That is more just in God's sight." He used the comparative "more just," indicating that Muhammad's actions were just and praiseworthy. But Allah is more fair. No one should be offended by this. Whoever God transfers from human to divine justice has received a great blessing. If you like tafsir, which enriches your life and elevates your deen, join our community. Click the subscribe button and hit the notification bell. Next week, we will continue the adoption discussion and examine another story the critics use to attack our beloved Muhammad.
حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت وأمهاتكم اللاتي أرضعنكم وأخواتكم من الرضاعة وأمهات نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فإن لم تكونوا دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم وأن تجمعوا بين الأختين إلا ما قد سلف إن الله كان غفورا رحيما.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse." Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.